Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Guided to Speech by Jamie Hoople, Florida, USA. I suffered hearing loss due to a high fever as an infant, but was not immediately diagnosed. I was born into a military family in 1960, and when I was less than a year old, my father was transferred. We moved from California to Zaragoza, Spain. When I hadn't spoken by age two, my parents took me to the military doctors. They recommended a renowned specialist in Germany, who examined me and recommended that I be put into an institution for the severely retarded. Thank goodness my parents didn't accept this. They found another doctor who suggested a hearing test. During the test, my mother and father were thrilled to see me squeeze a toy as beeps came through the headphones. Afterwards, I was fitted with powerful hearing aids. A harness held the hearing aids on my back with wires going up to my ears. Based on my condition, my father secured a transfer when I was five. We moved to Colorado Springs, where an exceptional speech and hearing center was located. More focused now, I started many hours of speech therapy lessons with Miss Clara Walker. I can still visualize Miss Walker carefully forming her lips to say letters, especially the difficult letter S. Think about it. Your lips don't move when you make the S sound. My parents were overjoyed to hear me start to talk. I will never forget Miss Walker for being so thrilled with my progress that she scheduled a gathering of colleagues and friends to hear me read from a book. The audience was wonderful, and I received a small doll, which I treasured for years. When my father retired in 1969, we moved away. I had to say goodbye to Miss Walker. I started third grade in Tampa, Florida, and eventually graduated from high school with honors. In 2002, I enrolled in a sign language class at our community college. I had never learned to sign while growing up because my parents were told that signing was so much easier to learn than learning how to talk. A couple in my class was attending with their partially deaf preteen child. They told me how little support there was for hard of hearing children. I then realized how fortunate I was that my parents found the training that I needed to function in today's world, and how fortunate I was to be mentored so carefully by Miss Clara Walker. I've worked for the insurance industry for almost 25 years and have achieved a chartered property casualty underwriter's designation. Thank you, Clara Walker. I don't consider myself handicapped, and I have a successful career and a wonderful family. Thanks to you.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.